You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Normally, I'd say welcome to a brand new week, but we're already in the week, aren't we? It is Tuesday. Hope you've had a great weekend. Hope you've had a nice little break. It is Tuesday. It is the 29th of November. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be with you from now, 7 o'clock in the morning, going right through until 10. So please, stick around. Don't leave me on my own. Right, let's take a look. I'm just looking here. November the 29th, International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people today. That's recognised, United Nations. We've got Liberation Day today in Albania, Republic Day in Yugoslavia, Unity Day in Vanuatu, and last but not least, it's William Tubman's birthday today. Oh, that's rather nice, isn't it? And he's all the way over there in Tunisia.
Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The fun we had, we can stitch
There we go. Aha, one might say. Yes, it's aha bring us in this morning, and that's called Objects in the Mirror, which I rather like. Right, we'll just make our way to 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Like I said, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. It wasn't no hardship really, but I was decorating all over the weekend. It all goes back to when they decided to check the gas in the building. And so, of course, the gas was off, as you know, for about, it must be getting on for a couple of months, I suppose. And it's been cold showers. And on Saturday, guess what? We're all reconnected. But in the meantime, we bought ourselves a gas secadora, a dryer. And so we're waiting for that to be fitted. Had to take a bit of the little corner of the wall off to get it in. So I was decorating all weekend, cut a long story short. But it was good fun. I hadn't done that for a long time. Right, let's see what we've got lined up. We've got a guest coming in later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. I'll tell you more about that in a little while, but I think we need a little bit more waking up, don't you, with the music.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Putting down the photos, you look things I was proud of, the things I regret, some things I remember, some things I forget. Well, that's just me.
First of those two were the Pretenders and Don't Want to Be This Lonely. Following on, Noah and the Whale, just before we met. They're a British indie rock and folk band. They come from Twickenham, just on the outskirts of London, formed back in 2006. And did very nicely for them as well, that song. By the way, the band have played at a number of notable venues, including a sold-out show at the Royal Albert Hall. And they've been at festivals such as Coachella. Right, time on the road. I tell you what, we can squeeze one more in before we get in the shower for this morning. It's an oldie.
There are two kinds of teardrops.
Kind of
teardrops. And I know you can cry. Lonely teardrops, they come when lovers say goodbye.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go. Two kinds of teardrops from Mr. Riddell Shannon. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 16 after the hour of 7. Going to put you in the shower in a minute. First, a couple of very good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. She's with us this morning. Also to Paul Dixon, over there in South London in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul, and to Maria, of course. And it is time to do this. There we are. That's it. Yes, hot shower. Had a hot shower Saturday. First time for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was so nice, I can tell you that much. Right, in the shower with you this morning, we have got Summer Party Time. There we go, yes, in the shower with you this morning. Oh, better turn the water off, didn't we? There we go. By the way, yes, that was Fresh Fox and Summer Party Time. And I tell you what, it won't be long, will it? We're the 29th of November. It just, well, should be just a couple of weeks before summer. And there we go. As I said, we've got a couple of guests coming in later on this morning. So we'll be telling you all about that in the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock hour this morning. So a busy start to the week, but plenty of great music. We're going to squeeze as much in as we possibly can.
Don't keep me waiting.
That's what it's called, Dove Amore, and that was a share, of course, on the Breakfast Show.
Driven to the fire, to get back to where we started, till we crash and burn again. Now I got it, to the signs. All this sabotage of sweetness, dancing on a razor's edge. Where does it start? Where does it end? Some nights ago, my broken heart was on the mend. No, I should go, but it's so hard when you walk in. I'm not myself when we're apart. I can't pretend. Open eyes, I'm only human. How am I supposed to stop myself from loving you, loving you? Supposed to stop myself from loving you.
Callum Scott and Stop Myself, Only Human is what that one is, and that has brought us down to 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
Por tu seguridad.
I'll tell you what, I've got something else for you as well, because you know right now, don't you? You know what it is, don't you? All this cooking which has been going on. We've had these holidays, and we've had, Thanksgiving. We've had all these great things coming up. And I'll tell you what, you know, cooking, if you enjoy it, I mean, the first thing you want to do is see it, isn't it? And the way you can do that is really quite simple. InstaView is the stove by LG, and you put that in your kitchen. And away you go. And I'll tell you why. Because it's instant. You can see in. You can see inside the cooker. It's watch everything doing its thing. Okay? So that's the Estu Favorita. Okay? Now, this is for its design and its technology. Now, Estu Favorita, take yours and get change the way you cook. Absolutely. Right. Time on the breakfast show for us to take a look at some of the international news. Do that right after this.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and great to have you with us this morning here on The Breakfast Show. And let's take a look, see what is happening in the big wide world, if we have to. Chinese authorities have begun inquiries into some of the people who gathered at weekend protests. This is against COVID-19 curbs, people who were at the Beijing demonstrations told Reuters, as police remained out in numbers on the city streets. Now, two protesters told Reuters that callers identifying themselves as Beijing police officers asked them to report to a police station on Tuesday with a written account of their activities on Sunday night. A student also said that they were asked by their college if they had been in an area where a protest had happened, and to provide a written account. The United States and its NATO allies will pledge money and equipment for Ukraine on Tuesday to help restore power and heat knocked out by Moscow's relentless missile and drone campaign against civilian infrastructure. Foreign ministers from the NATO alliance met on Tuesday and Wednesday in Bucharest, looking for ways both to keep millions of Ukrainian civilians safe and warm and to sustain Kiev's military through the coming winter campaign. Moscow has sent India a list of more than 500 products for potential delivery, including parts for cars, aircraft and trains. Four sources familiar with the matter said as sanctions squeeze Russia's ability to keep vital industries running. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol warned of an unprecedented joint response with allies if North Korea goes ahead with a nuclear test, and urged China to help dissuade the North from pursuing banned development of nuclear weapons and missiles. Britain will not force tech giants to remove content that is legal but harmful. This is from their platforms after campaigners and lawmakers raised concerns that the move could curtail free speech, the government had said. And stocks and oil, they gained on Tuesday on hopes that public unrest in China might prompt an earlier loosening of COVID-19 curbs in the world's biggest economy, with the yuan up and the dollar down as investor appetite for riskier assets grew. The Euro Stoxx 600 gained 0.4%, recovering from its worst session in almost 2 weeks a day earlier. Shares in London on the FTSE were up 0.8%, and markets in Paris and Frankfurt gained around 0.2% to 0.3%. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, rose 0.3%, while the S&P 500 futures rose 0.5%. And Nasdaq futures, that was up 0.7%. The sudden bout of optimism on China, combined with talks of possible output cuts by OPEC Plus to help oil prices rally. U.S. crude futures bounced $1.53 to $78.78 a barrel, having hit the lowest this year overnight, while Brent climbed $1.83 to $85.12. The dollar also fell 0.5% against the basket of currencies to $106.06 and shed 0.9% against the offshore one to 7.1830, erasing all the gains made on Monday. Bitfront, a U.S. crypto exchange backed by Japanese social media firm Line Corp, said it has suspended new sign-ups and credit card payments and will cease operations in a few months despite efforts to overcome challenges in the rapidly evolving industry. Elon Musk accused Apple Inc. of threatening to block Twitter Inc. from its App Store without saying why in a series of tweets on Monday, and also said the iPhone maker had stopped advertising on the social media platform. The billionaire CEO of Twitter and Tesla said that Apple was pressuring Twitter over content moderation demands. And last but not least, a little bit of good news. The first big breakthrough in 30 years of Alzheimer's research is providing momentum for clinical trials of cocktail treatments targeting the two hallmark proteins associated with the mind-robbing disease, according to interviews with researchers and pharmaceutical executives. That's it. There we go. That's some of the looks, some of the international news and some business news in there as well. So keeping us up to date on what has been happening. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
On the rent, neon lights shining off of the bodega. It's been weeks since I got up out of bed. I pushed her father for nothing but the silence. Sometimes it's nice to just be alone. Up and down, ship the
Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
That was the Delphonics, and I Told You So. Before that, The Night Game, a Once in a Lifetime. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 14 before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, we're going to play a couple of pieces of music, then we'll take a quick look at the weather for this morning. Looking out the studio window, where the report says it's very cloudy, and it is, and very overcast as well. Joining us in the second hour of this morning's programme, probably around about 8.30, we got one Villaverde coming in to chat with us, Juan Villaverde. And it's ASDAP, the Association for the Rights of Audiovisual Interpreters of Panama and Latin Artists. Now, he is the president of the ASDAP, so he's going to be chatting with us. We've got the 18th edition of the Ibero-American Forum of Audiovisual Creators being held in person in Panama on the 29th to 30th of November. So that's starting today. So he's going to be chatting with us all about that. And then, say, guest in the last hour as well. So I'll tell you more about that, coming in from UNICEF. Right now. Sadly, to tell you that we lost another great artist over the weekend. And that, of course, is Irene Cara. And she died just at the mere age of 63. The American singer and actress, well, best known for her title track in the 1980 movie Fame, as well as co-writing and singing the smash hit Flashdance. What a Feeling, as well, for which she won an Oscar and a Grammy. And she later starred in films opposite Clint Eastwood, together with Tatum O'Neill as well. And the Cara's publicist, who announced her death, said that she died at home in Florida, but the cause is currently unknown.
Tell me what you see. You and
Tony Nicara there, and Fame, of course. And yeah, such a young age, 63. Let's see what see if they find anything out, and see if we can find out what happened to her. Let's take a quick look at the weather, starting off over in Costa Rica in the province of Colón. Temperature-wise, 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 22 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity up there at 87%. Chance of rain with thunderstorms during the course of this morning, this afternoon, a few showers, and tonight, a few showers continuing. Moving over to West Panama, we are looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, and 22, the minimum. 38, it's going to feel a little bit warmer, 38 degrees at the thermal sensation, 85% the relative humidity. Chance for a few showers this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. Need that paraguas with you? Yes, your umbrella. Now, moving up a little bit here to the metropolitan areas. As I say, looking out the window, it's very overcast this morning. 31 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, and 23 being the minimum. 37, the thermal sensation, and 86% relative humidity. And let me see what we got. We got a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, a few showers, and a few showers tonight as well. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, out towards the Perlis Islands, we've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, and 23 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 88% relative humidity out there now. Rain with thunderstorms during the course of the morning, afternoon, and tonight. So it's going to be fairly static. It's just out in the Perlis Islands. They're going to be getting a little bit of sound effects and lighting with their rain. Now, let's take a look at maritime issues. We're going to start with the tide, starting on the Pacific for today. Low tide, that was at 1.26 this morning, 0.55 of a metre. High tide was at 7.37, and that was 4.75 metres. Low tide again, 1.56 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.34 of a metre. High tide again, 8.17 p.m., and that'll be 4.72 metres. On the Caribbean, we got two high tides and one low. High tide, that was at 6.37 this morning, 0.18 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at, low tide will be at 10.41 this morning, not long after we've wrapped up. And last high tide, that's going to be at 4.51 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.4 of a metre. Now, moving on to actual sea conditions for today. Let's start on the Caribbean. We're looking at light winds, just 10 to 18 kilometres an hour, coming from the east-northeast with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, we are still looking at good conditions, no issues there. We've got 8 to 16 kilometres an hour variable in the afternoon. So just virtually the same, 8 to 16 as opposed to 8 to 15 in the morning. So variable though in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to stay at 3 feet. Moving on to the Pacific, we're looking at winds the same, 8 to 16 kilometres an hour. The direction in the morning will be the north-northwest. Waves, they're just going to be at 2 feet. Not too bad a day today if you're a boarding officer. And we're looking at the afternoon, good conditions continuing. Winds are dropping 3 to 10 kilometres an hour. They're going to be variable over on the Pacific during the course of the afternoon. No change in the wave height. That's going to remain at 2 feet. Right, let's have another one from Irene Nicara. This one is, of course, Flashdance.
Thank you.
Yes, and there we go. Irene Cara there and Flesh Dance, and may she rest in peace. Time on the breakfast show. We're just coming up to the top of the hour, so I think we'll do this, shall we?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Al que más metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 AM hasta las 11 PM. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I tell you what, it's time to give some advice about cooking again. Absolutely, because I tell you, I'm still a great lover of air fryers. Okay. What if you had an air fryer and a cooker at the same time? All right, because with the InstaView LG stove, all right, this is Estu Favorita, because it's got everything you need. It's easy to clean, viewing without opening the door, air fryer and more. It's got an air fryer built in. How about that? Oh, you'll have to see it to believe it. So go along, pop along to your local store, your LG store, and find out about those amazing cookers. Because it's cooking time. Looking forward to Christmas, aren't we? And I'll be doing my Christmas cooking as well. Yes, less said about that, probably the better. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Thank you.
Yes, there we go. Sade singing All About Us here on The Breakfast Show. Smooth operator. I tell you what, let's pop over to Athens in Greece. Good morning to Renee and Rick. And they say good morning. Hope you had a nice, a long weekend. We were abruptly shaken out of bed this morning. No thanks to an earthquake. There you go. Earthquakes in Athens in Greece as well. Thankfully, it only lasted a few seconds. Apparently, it was 4.8 magnitude. Personally, too much for me. And the dogs, they were not happy either. Now, those things terrify me, she says. On a happy note, I've got my kitchen all together now and making tacos tonight for Taco Tuesday. And you asked if we could play a song for you, which I guess is really quite relevant. It's from Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. Goes Carole King off an amazing album, one of my favourite albums of all time, came out in 1970, if I remember rightly, 70-71, and that was Tapestry, and that's just one of the tracks. You got things like You've Got a Friend, that was one of my all-time favourites from Carole King. And right, time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, we're 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter with Ingrid. After this, this is the Pet Shop Boys. Indefinite leave to remain.
I was lost for so long. Feels like it's taken half my life to find where I belong. Seeing you here, you're my nation. This is my application. Give me hope, keep me sane, give me indefinitely to remain. Far away and still
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I'm back in Panama City. I'm back. Back in the Panama. Back in the Pan. Back in the Panama City. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got in last night. It's still raining here. Wow. We left rain. We coming into rain. Oh, it's rain, rain, rain. That season is not wanting to change. Yes, I still have a little bit of cold left, but I'm feeling better. I just sound bad. So my father said, hey, you sound like you have a runny nose and that maybe you've got post-nasal drip. So before I'm ready to leave, I'm at my mom and dad's house with the cook. And he says, here, take these. And I said, what are they? And he goes, just take them. They'll dry you up. And he put three pills in my hands. I said, Dad, there's three of them here. And he says, yeah, well, your mom takes one. I take three. You might want to take four since you're a bigger girl. And I said, no. He said, okay, then take three. So I took those three, and about half an hour to an hour into the drive, I became so sleepy I have to pull over on the side of the road and let the cook drive the rest of the way to the airport. I think my father gave me Benadryl. I said, Dad, doesn't this make you sleepy? Then I thought for a moment, you know, my father sits on the chair after everything and falls asleep, so everything makes him sleepy. Why would he think Benadryl is not making him sleepy? Because he's already sleepy. Anyways, we're back. We are up on top of the world, looking out over all this rainy green. Wow. It's coming up to December. Wow. You know, Cyber Monday came and went. Thanksgiving came and went. We had a glorious time. Ate some turkey and whatnot. Spent time with my family and friends. It was just beautiful. Nothing better than being able to be close to your parents. However, I kind of had to stay a little bit of a distance because of my cold. And I didn't want to share. Not, there's some things you just don't want to share with your family. And sickness is one of them. So we did enjoy them, but we had to stay kind of far away from them. They had us busy washing the windows, vacuuming the air vents, dusting and whatnot. Because, you know, those old folks, they don't like getting up on ladders. They like letting us young old folks get up on ladders. All right, I'm back in town. Happy belated, happy, what holiday was yesterday? Oh, yeah, it was another Independence Day. All right, until then, back to you in the studio.
I never saw a red moon before, but there it is just off the shore, rising from the deep blue sea, to shine its light on you and me. A red moon is a special kind. It's been said that it can help you find the love you've been searching for. I've never seen a red moon before. Palm trees swaying on the beach. That big red moon just out of reach. Could she be the one tonight? Red moon, keep on shining bright. Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, help me find my dream, red Panama moon. Is that red moon affecting you? Do you feel the way I do? Underneath this bright moonlight, won't you be my love tonight? Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam, you've answered my dream, red Panama moon. Red moon, red
you've answered my dream. Red Panama moon, red Panama moon, red Panama moon.
And the Red Panama, by the way, was Red Panama Rum. I remember we used to have those guys here in the program with us sometimes. And they did some orchestral music, which they used, like publicity, which you could get on their website. And that was one of them. I love it. The Red Panama Rum Orchestra, if I remember rightly. Right. How about a little bit of whistling? Can you whistle? I can't. Hang on. That's about it. That is, by the way, I was Kaiser Bill's Batman from Whistling Jack Smith. Oh, hang on. I think one of our friends are here. Hold on.
Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning to you. A witty Tuesday morning, Mr. Jerry. The rain and the cold water don't work together, but if we have to use it, we have to use it. So I wish you all the best. Sending greetings to the radio station, which I love so much. How is Miss Jasmine doing? I hope everyone are okay. Give my love to each and everyone, Mr. Jerry. Glad you're back, and Valerie are back. I'm asking you please if you could play a song for me by Whitney Houston. Anyone goes for me. Why is Whitney Houston? Take care now, and you have a wetty, wetty Tuesday morning, Mr. Jerry. God bless. Take care.
Children, teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided love of all is half of
the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. I found the greatest love of all.
And there we go. That's for Valerie this morning. Could you play anything by Whitney Houston? That wasn't just anything. That was greatest love of all. Time on the breakfast show. We're making our way down to 23 and a half minutes. And that's before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Happy to have with me our special guest for this morning, Juan Pilaverri. Good morning to you, Juan.
Good morning, Gary.
Oh, let me get
my, now?
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Good morning, Gary. Helps. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to see you.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. And yeah. You're also a good friend of a mutual friend with Andreas Clemente.
Yeah, if he's on. Yeah,
well, if he's on, I doubt it. I don't think he listens.
No?
He's too busy.
That's so Andreas.
You know, he's got a baby, he's got a dog, he's got a wife, he's got two jobs.
I think. Well, he can have an earbud or something and have the show in the...
He could do. Anyway, you're a good friend of Andreas and we still let you on the program.
That's a good way to start here.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. But I say, we've got to have a bit of fun and relax. Anyway, listen, this is important. ASTAP.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
We are an association of royalties for actors and dancers and comedians
mm-hmm.
in the audiovisual area.
Okay.
For example, if you do a movie and that movie has a lot of success in a big streaming platform, for
right,
example.
Right,
I mean, right now we're in negotiation with streaming platforms, but if you do that, we collect your royalties and we mm-hmm. deliver mm-hmm. The ones that belongs to you. That's what we do.
And who comes under that umbrella? Because I suddenly had a quick thought to myself, because they're just about to be taxed.
Yeah.
People that do podcasts, for instance, would they come under that or not?
No. It will be interpretations,
mm-hmm.
like acting, like dancing, like comedy,
right.
for example.
Right.
Those that are named as interpretations.
Right, okay.
Yeah. For mm-hmm. example, podcasts and stuff. And that stuff is like radio, so it's
right.
like
mm-hmm.
your product, and you sell your product.
That's okay.
Doesn't have a royalty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm out of luck.
But you're an actor, so maybe you're going to be in a big TV series or a big movie or a streaming series or something.
I don't actually, funny enough, I can't remember the name of the movie now, but it's a movie. You know, I keep forgetting things, Yasmin. Sorry, who are you? Oh, you are Yasmin. That's all right. No, it was about dementia,
yeah.
and it was the famous English actor, the one that was...
Anthony Hopkins?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Um, But it was an incredible, the acting was amazing. And I thought, if ever I wanted to act again, that's probably something I'd quite like to do.
Okay, you want to go straight to the big stuff?
Well, I mean, funnily enough, the first part I did in Bachelor, little be known to me, was that it was the lead role. I had to do a lot of talking, and people know that I can do that. I don't want to waste time. Let's get on, because this is important. The Association for the Rights of Audiovisual Interpreters of Panama. It's the 18th edition of the Ibero-American Forum, and it's going to be held here in Panama.
Yeah,
it's starting today. It's on.
1 hour.
In 1 hour.
Yeah, I have to go straight from there.
You better get your skates on.
Yeah. But, you know, we have a great team, and they are working with it. We're very happy to have the Foro Iberoamericano here. Yesterday, we just have a great dinner with all the people from, I mean, Chile, Argentina, Peru, Paraguay, Colombia, Costa Rica, El Salvador, España, Spain, Italy, Mexico. We haven't been together in 2 years, 3 years.
Wow.
So it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
We are doing it again with people, with real people.
With
not,
real
not
people,
virtual.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're so happy to have it here in Panama.
So you're not acting.
Yeah. Yeah, we're so happy to have the photo here in Panama, because we're going to talk a lot of about intellectual rights, intellectual property, and we're going to know a lot of what we have rights about from what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very, very strange era, what we are getting into. Digital era. Everything is in stream.
Exactly.
Everything is in platforms. So we have to know what rights we have about the plays, the movies, the series we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important for actors, for dancers. But also, if you're a lawyer and you are interested in intellectual property, you're a very good guest for us.
Well, they're always acting.
Yeah, they're always acting, yeah. Lawyers are good actors.
And I mean, they don't need, because they charge by the minute anyway, so I mean.
I would like to be paid as a lawyer, but being an actor.
That's right.
And, you know, in the photo, we'll also have experiences by actors, directors, and producers who are living in this digital era, how they are being adapting to this era, how you create different stuff in these new times. For example, if you are writing a movie, you cannot write a movie of our time without using cell phones, without using computers. So it's a different kind of how you create, because it's a different world.
Absolutely.
So it's like a metaverse.
So here we go, the big word. I knock on a bit. I remember the first time I ever heard the word metaverse was on a program on BBC in India, and they were talking about meta. I go, what? Did I miss something?
Yeah,
but no, I know what you mean.
It's coming.
Yeah, no.
It's coming, and we have to be ready, and I think the photo is a good way to be ready about. We are having great people talking in the forum. Big lawyers from Iberoamerica. One of the greatest is going to be opening the forum today. It's called Abel Martín Villarejo, who is our General Secretary from Latin Artists. That is our big association. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. We have a lot of people coming. So if you are interested going to the forum, you can go to the Hotel Rio here in Calle 50 from 9:30 to 12:30. It's a big, short, we have a few time, but great stuff.
Right.
Because we adapt from virtuality. In virtuality, you get that the different charts and stuff they were shorter. So now we are doing stuff personally and shorter. So it's great.
I'm interested. I would pick up on one of the things you just mentioned. Of course, the metaverse, the ways that people can do things now, like YouTube and Instagram, all these different things. How do you keep a track on what people are doing and who is entitled to royalty?
Okay, that's a very good question. In ASDAB, we are associated in Latin Artists, and we have a big, amazing program that used to get information and select information and distribute the information to every platform and to every association that is in the program. For example, ASDAP is in Tespis. It's called this big machine.
Right.
So we're making a new development of this tool so we can have better experiences in that kind of way. because we'll have recognizers of voices, recognizers of faces, so we can protect our rights as we have to do.
Okay. No, I mean, it's important.
No, no, it's a big challenge. It's a big challenge because the metaverse is coming. We have an specialist. It will be tomorrow, I think, in the forum, because the forum is today and tomorrow.
Right.
She will talk from the Universidad of Catalunya, from Barcelona. She will have a big presentation about the metaverse, of what is coming, how you to handle it, what are your rights going to be in that big thing that is coming, this the metaverse.
Okay, describe in very short and simple terms, metaverse.
Yeah. What I know about the metaverse?
Well, no, we haven't got all day, but no, I mean...
I don't know much. I really care about
this is it, isn't it? I mean, this is going to be the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
You know.
For example, we have been reading that in the metaverse, you can put your, you know, virtual reality lens, and you can be on the first row of a Broadway play.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm, do you know what? I have never, ever put one of those on.
I haven't.
No.
No, I haven't.
I've never put one on.
I only see videos of people falling and, you know...
Yeah, not looking stupid at all.
No. Just a little bit, just a little bit.
But no, I mean, they say you. But you know, there's all this talk about, you know, you'll be able to go to a virtual world and you'll be able to shop and what. But this isn't something new. Do you ever remember something called Second Life?
Yeah,
I mean, that was the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just called it Second Life. It wasn't a metaverse of anything.
No,
but I mean. But you can have your fridge talking. I mean, I went to an event recently, and they're actually talking about, you know, in how everything is interconnected, and apparently your fridge can talk to your talking device, your
Alexa. Oh, hi.
Shh, don't order anything.
I'm sorry.
I could get her to explain but. And, you know, so I thought to myself, well, I'm going to say something to what's-her-name, and she's going to turn around and say, excuse me, I'm busy, I'm talking to the fridge.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. I just order my to turn off the light of the parking lot.
So tell me, let's because, I mean, the speakers that you've got, what are the topics?
We have a lot of them. I have a few here, so we can, you know,
I tell you what we're doing. We're going to take a quick piece of music, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, great.
After this one. There we go, that's John Fred and his Playboy band. And there you are, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. looking for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. There we are, Judy in Disguise. We're 11 minutes before the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. My guest with me right now is Juan Villaverde. And we've got the, it is the, where's it gone? Here we are, the 18th edition of the Ibero-American Forum of Audiovisual Creators. And we're just going to be talking about some of the topics you got.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're opening today. We'll have the presence of the Ministra de Cultura,
mm-hmm.
Cel González, so it will be great. And we'll begin talking about the audiovisual content in the fourth industrial revolution, that is the digital one,
okay,
that we are living.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll have Abel Martín Villarejo. He's a great, great expert in intellectual property.
Mm-hmm,
we'll talk
mm-hmm.
about. And then we're going to have the experience of a Panamanian director, as Mariel García.
Oh, okay, perfect.
From Haya Festival and mm-hmm. from Algo Azul, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Vicente Sabatini from Chile. He's a great soap opera director in Chile.
Okay.
And myself, I will be talking about how you act in this digital era, what are the challenges, and what we have experienced from the pandemic days.
Right, absolutely.
For example, mm-hmm. What we say from that days. For example, we learn a lot about, cursos,
mm-hmm.
Formations and
right,
stuff.
Right.
People get together a lot. And tomorrow we'll have a lot of information also about the labor of associations as ASDAP do in mm-hmm. the social mm-hmm. and educational system by we have. Because every penny we collect, we use a percentage for social stuff. For example, to have Medicare for our,
right.
our association. We have help from the elders. We have, if you don't have work and you want to learn about an acting tool,
mm-hmm.
you can go
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you can have a scholarship. So we are doing a lot of things in the other places so we can learn about them and we know how to implement them here in Panama in a few years, because
mm-hmm.
here
mm-hmm.
in ASDAP we are growing up a lot. Yesterday we had an assembly
mm-hmm.
and we got the recognition of the rest of Latin artist associations because of the group we are having here in Panama. So it's good, and it's good for the rest of the actors, dancers, and comedians.
How does this actually, the organization here in Panama, how are royalties collected, and how they are distributed?
Yeah, by our association that mm-hmm. I can talk about, we have to have a license
mm-hmm.
by the users, for
mm-hmm.
example, TV channels or cable stations,
mm-hmm.
But that money we collect with them by the agreement we make, we distribute it by the system we have about. But for example, if you are an actor, Gary, you say,
mm-hmm.
"Okay, I am in this soap opera, this TV series,
mm-hmm.
and this movie." So we collect. We got the information from the database of how are they distributed in every channel and
mm-hmm.
what hour
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and what kind of character you made in that play. So that's how you get the percentage you will have
okay.
every money collected.
So it's not easy. It's quite a complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated, but
yeah.
we have a big transparent system.
That mm-hmm.
is a pretty good one. It's called TESPIS,
mm-hmm.
the one that I was talking about in a few minutes ago. And it's a system that works with... it's very hard because I'm trying to, how to... Yeah, but it's, what does is... Okay, you have ID number.
Right.
So that ID number has all your information. We
mm-hmm.
put the information of the play and we'll have how much you have to distribute for you. And we have a percentage that is designated for the social area.
Okay.
And that is what we are going to have in the forum tomorrow, how they use that percentage for social stuff
mm-hmm.
in other countries. So we can learn about and we can know their experiences.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a beautiful one. We're also going to talk about the Beijing Treaty.
Mm-hmm.
Is the first international treaty that recognizes the rights for actors and dancers in the audiovisual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Fortunately, Panama recognized that treaty last year.
Okay.
We made a lot of work, but we're into that. So it protects us internationally. Yeah.
No, I mean, well, it's so important. And that's what, the reason I asked the question before was, how do you keep a track of everything? Because you know, people now, for instance, musicians now.
They play everywhere.
They've got great, you know, they've got Spotify, they've got YouTube, they've got all these sort of various outlets. But again, you know, it's keeping a track of what is being played and when it's being played.
Well, we also have agreements with other countries' associations. Mm-hmm. For example, all the ones that belong to Latin artists, for sure, but also with Bex from from Great Britain. We're singing today with South Africa. We have a new agreement also with, I think it's Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
We're having, we're close to have one with Turkey. So we're working a lot to have, you know, protecting all the in the actors, dancers, and comedians here in Panama too, yeah, for sure.
Hey, tell me, because, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, I've done a little bit of acting. Not much, not like yourself, of course. But, no, I mean, one of the things is there an actors' union in Panama?
It's not. We are not a union also, but there are not an actor union. I think it will be good if we have one in a few years.
I'm thinking because in the United Kingdom, if you want to go on stage, if you want to do anything, you know, even I think if you're working on the radio, you need to be a member of Equity.
Yeah.
Which is their union. But
in the United States, you have to be in SAC, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, we have unions. For example, we have UPA. It's for artists in general.
Sure. I mean, I guess also there is this thing, for instance, if you work on the radio.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Panama, you're doing commercial work. You have to have a license.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a similar thing, is that you're, it's recorded that, you know, you don't just go down and sit down and do it. You're recorded as somebody that's capable. Yes, capable, for those who are listening.
I love your humor.
Some of them are saying, is he serious?
We are.
Just quickly, because we've got about 3 or 4 minutes to go, but what are you acting in at the moment? Are you acting in anything at the moment?
I just finished a play in September. We did Dorian Gray.
Okay.
In Teatro La Estación.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a short film with Freddy Delia. He was directing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just preparing for next year because I have, you know, right now the forum is a lot of stuff for me. So I quit my year, but it was a good year for me. I direct for the first time in a play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it went pretty good.
I mean, the theater scene seems to be blossoming.
We're in the best time of the history of so Panamanian theater.
There's so many theaters now.
There's so many. We're doing great stuff. We're doing bad stuff too, but bad stuff is good also, you know. Yeah, because from the bad stuff, you learn.
Yeah, but that's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
You only learn if you make a mistake.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mistakes are part of life, and we have to be happy to learn about them.
That's why every day I try to learn more about doing radio. It's, you know.
I love radio, man.
You know, make more mistakes.
Yeah. Radio is about making mistakes, and the people know that it's good to make mistakes.
And not only that, you don't take yourself too seriously. I mean, I have a certain standard. I like the program to
be
tight. I like the, you know, but we all make mistakes. We all push the wrong button again. And there's a lot of sort of swearing and cussing that goes on when the microphone's not on, if that happens. But let's remind everybody, this is on today. It's on today and tomorrow. It's at the Rue Hotel.
Yeah.
Can anybody go along?
Everybody can go.
Anybody
can go. It's from 9:30 to 12:30 in the Rue Hotel, Calle 50, and floor number... Today's in floor number 2, Berlin is the name of the hall. And tomorrow will be in floor number 6, and the hall is called Roma.
Okay.
We're like in La Casa de Papel, every city. And tomorrow at the night, we'll have at 8 p.m. in the Anita Villaraz Theater, we'll have the Latin Artist Awards.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to recognize 5 people from Panama for their dedication to culture, not only the impact they'll have in here in Panama, but also in Latin America. So it's going to be a beautiful night. We have international awards for national people, so it's going to be
wonderful.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll dress well then.
Yeah, you can go. We're waiting for you.
Pick my prize up.
Maybe you have. Maybe. Just maybe.
Juan, it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And even if you are a friend of Andres. And because... Is he with us this week? Andreas, yes? He's going to be with us this week, so that'll be fun.
Great, send my regards.
Oh, I will indeed. He'll probably remember you.
Yeah.
You know what he's like. He's got his dog, he's got his baby, he's got his wife, he's got everything. Poor guy.
Thank you.
Anyway, Juan, thank you so very much. And do I say good luck with this or break a leg?
Break a leg.
Okay, break a leg. Okay.
I'm wishing to do it.
All right. Juan, thank you so much. That's Juan Villaverde here with us on this morning's breakfast show, which has brought us up to the top of the hour, and we all know what that means, don't we? It's news time again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Jumping to my
There we go. That's John Stewart and Gold. Now, when I was sort of rummaging around yesterday, getting ready for today, and I came across a few pieces of music which I hadn't played, certainly for a long time, and one of them was this one. It's called Immortality, and it was recorded by Celine Dion. It was on her fifth English language studio album, Let's Talk About Love. That was in 1997. It was written by the Bee Gees, who really wanted to get Celine Dion to play or to sing one of their pieces of music, which they specifically wrote for her. And they also did the backing vocals, of course, as they do. And Walter Afanasieff produced Immortality. It was released as a single on the 5th of June in 1998 outside the United States. Became a top 10 single in Europe and a top 40 single in Canada and Australia. And later, by the way, Immortality was included in the International Editors of Dion's Greatest Hit Albums. And let's take a listen to Immortality.
So this is who I am, and this is all I know. And I must choose to live for all that I can give. The spark that makes the power grow. And I will stand for me, treat me if I can. Symbol of my faith in who I am. But you are my only. And I must follow on the road that lies ahead. Now won't let my heart my head, but you are my only. We don't say goodbye. We don't say goodbye. And I know what I've got to be. I make my journey through eternity. I keep the memory of you and me inside. Fulfill your destiny. It's there within the child. My story will never end. My fate is on the way. The king of hearts, the joker's away.
Go beautiful, love it. Right, Celine Dion there, and featuring the Bee Gees, of course, and Immortality. We're going to be checking with Yasmin soon. Now, we were going to have a guest in this hour of the program. Sadly, they can't make it. They've got a bit of an emergency turned up. So it's music going around for about the next 35 minutes. Now, my other piece of music, which I came across while I was rummaging around, was, of course, a song which has been covered so many times, Hallelujah. And it was a poem. It was written by Leonard Cohen, and absolutely beautiful. And I say, so many people have made this song, Hallelujah. But I came across this one while I was rummaging by Pentatonix, okay? And it's totally a cappella. That's an animal, isn't it? A cappella. And I thought you might enjoy this one, because as far as I'm concerned, I think it's about one of the best versions I've had. So I know you've all probably got your favourite of this one, but take a listen to this, Hallelujah, with Pentatonix. And not Celine Dion again. Hold on, where's it gone? Here it is. Let's try again. Pentatonix and Hallelujah.
I've heard, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the
Lanciremo Dorime Ameno O mandare in perrabi Ameno Timere, timere Manciro Manciremo Ameno
go. That was Ameno by Era, and that was preceded, as I said, with Pentatonix and Hallelujah, which I think is a lovely version of that song. Did you like that Hallelujah, Yasmin?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's nice, wasn't
so
it?
Sweet.
No instruments.
Mm-hmm.
No, just banging their feet and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Lovely.
So, anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. And very happy Tuesday to you as well. How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice. Today is kind of Monday, right?
We're lucky because if it's Monday, Friday's going to come quickly.
Exactly.
Which is always nice.
Yes.
So anything exciting you did?
Well, yesterday we were celebrating my sister's birthday,
mm-hmm.
which is today, but today everybody's working, so...
Ah, right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yesterday we celebrated at home, nice and jolly.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I decorated all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
For Christmas?
No, decorated as in painted.
Ah.
Mm. Yeah, painting the... As I sort of mentioned as I opened the program, it's sort of one of these things that we do one thing,
mm-hmm.
and it has a snowball effect. For instance, they came and checked the gas in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut the gas off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... We had a... You must have seen our old... electric dryer, mm-hmm. that we had in the sort of wash area.
Mm-hmm, yes,
it was about 100 years old.
Oh wow!
It was here when we bought the apartment.
But it was still working, right?
It still well, it turned on and off.
Mm.
But the timer thingy
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
didn't turn anything off. So basically, it was so I said, now is the time mm-hmm. to go out and get a gas one.
Oh yeah.
So we did that. We went out and. We found one because we're a little bit restricted with the size of the gap
mm-hmm.
to get to the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to find the smallest one possible, which they don't vary by much, only about a centimetre or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get in, I had to take the tiles off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them, at any rate. And then thought, oh, well, if we're going to do this, we might as well redecorate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did over the weekend, redecorate. Mm-hmm. We got our gas back on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hot shower.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
But I felt like I wanted a cold one. I mean, it's really strange. So, yeah, so that's how I spent my few days.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it looks nice.
I'm quite, oh, yeah.
Yeah, peaceful. Oh, like a Mona Lisa for washing areas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, decoration, it's always good for the, you know, you focus on something really interesting and you're busy with that, so it's a beautiful place.
You haven't met my brain, have you?
And you're good on that, so.
No, it was good. It was. It is quite relaxing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's a little bit sort of restricted on space.
Oh yeah.
So you know, sort of trying to get. I had muscles aching that I never knew muscles ached before. So that was that. So yeah, and what do you got planned for today? You got any events today or?
No, today just work.
Oh dear, oh just mm-hmm. work. That must be terrible, having to work. So anyway, we've got a couple of tracks of this day in music, yes.
Exactly, let's start with Denny Doherty.
Okay.
He was born in 1941 from American folk rock vocal group The Mamas and the Papas, who had the 1965 hit California Dreaming, the 1966 US number one single Monday Monday, and the 1967 hit dedicated to the one I love.
Mm, and you know what? They were one of my favorite groups at the time. And Mama Cass, I mean, she was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Big lady.
Mm-hmm.
And but great voice. And I remember this one, 1966, because it was just after I'd finished my training in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first posting to a place called RAF Stanbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there. And it picks up my mind. I don't know how I was listening to it, because we didn't have sort of Walkmans and things those days. But I used to hear it a lot. And it's Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, my. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday.
other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday. Trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way. Monday, Monday. Won't go away. Monday, Monday. It's here to stay.
There we go, that's it. Monday, Monday. And that's, of course, the Mamas and Papas. And happy birthday. Hey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Next, continue with the second one.
Okay.
Jim Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 19... American drummer, singer, and songwriter, who co-founded the Steve Miller Band, who had the 1974 U.S. number one and 1990 U.K. number one single, The Joker, the 1976 hit Fly Like an Eagle, and the 1982 U.S. number one hit Abracadabra.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompous of love. I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
Off into the distance there, the Steve Miller Band and Joker. Well, yes, that's it.
yes.
We're nearly done. We've got about another 10 minutes to go. Well, 15 minutes to go. Cheating. Anyway, have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.
Tomorrow is WTW.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the week tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't sound possible, does it? So, oh, yes. Have a great day. Enjoy.
You too.
Try and relax.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 18 minutes, and that is before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Baby, I want this love to last.
Isn't that nice? It's at Star Point and Step by Step. Time on the Breakfast Show, 13, before the top of the hour. I tell you what, I was just looking at some of the things so relevant to today, the 29th of November, going back in time. Back in the year 1641, guess what? The first English newspaper is published on this day. 1777, San Jose, California is founded as El Pueblo de San Jose de Guadalupe. It is the first civilian settlement or pueblo in Alta California. 1877, running forward 100 years, Thomas Edison demonstrates his phonograph for the first time. 1899, Spanish football club FC Barcelona is founded by Joan Gamper. And there we are, some of those things relevant to today for you here on the Breakfast Show. This is Street of Dreams from Rainbow. There we go. That's the Street of Dreams, and that's from Rainbow, and one that's liked by Mary Lou. And this one comes from Genesis.
The one that's soft and warm gives off some kind. A salamander scurries into flame to be destroyed. Imaginary creatures are trapped in birth on celluloid. The fleas cling to the golden fleece, hoping they'll find peace. Each thought and gesture a chord in celluloid. There's no hiding the memory, there's no room to wait. The crawlers cover the floor in the red oak corridor. On my second sight of people, they more lifeblood than before. They're moving in time to a heavy wooden door, where the needle's eye is winking, closing on the floor. The carpet crawlers, he dare call us. We gotta get in to get out. That I see, it's upward to the ceiling where the chamber's said to be. Like a forest fight, the sunlight that takes root in every tree. They are pulled up by the magnet, leaving their free.
Tell you what, that's bringing us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. That is called Carpet Crawlers from Genesis. And big thanks go out this morning to my guest in the 8 o'clock hour today. That was Juan Villaverde. Big thank you to him for joining us. And also to Yasmin, my producer here on the breakfast show. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of background information we use on the program. And, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. She's back here in Panama, in the city. And let's see, who else we've got? That's it. Yep. To you, the boys and girls, a group of Grad, of course, who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Be back with you tomorrow. What do we say tomorrow? WTW. Already. So back with you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. So please take it easy. Whatever it is you're doing during the course of the day, please, please, please do it carefully. What do I say? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.